This world is not my home. I'm just a passenger. My treasures are lit up somewhere beyond the blue. These angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have nothing like
you. Sure.
If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what can I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen.
My Savior pardon me from guilt and shame I know. I'll trust His saving grace while traveling here below. I know He'll welcome me at heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen.
Oh Lord, I know I have nothing like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what will I do? The angels look at me from heaven's open door. That can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a precious mother up in glory land. I don't expect to stop until I grasp her hand. For me, she's waiting now at heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have nothing like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what can I do? The angels look at me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. The saints in glory land are shouting victory. I want to join their band and live eternally. I can hear the sweetest praise from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what can I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen. Thank you, Sandy. I was back at the house visiting this afternoon, and I was made aware of the fact that whatever Katie does, Skyland does too, and she had some company up here as a real
Jesus,
blessing.
Jesus said, serve little children. Give
yeah. That was a real blessing to see a younger peer standing with her older sister there. That was a real blessing. Learn a lot from children. Brother Melvin's right. We can learn a lot from them if we just, lack of a better word, just slow down and take the time. Learn a lot from children. Has anybody else got a song on your heart tonight? We certainly give place to that. If not, we'll be preaching tonight in Luke chapter 15. If you'll get your Bible out, open up Luke chapter 15. Good to have everybody here tonight. I have to admit, I wasn't expecting this many, but I'm always glad to see this many show up. And I do believe the Lord is ready to pour out a blessing. Jessica, she had a rough go getting here tonight. It wasn't as easy for her to get here as it was for some of us. And I had went out her house earlier, and she said, Brother Eddie, I want to go tonight. I said, I'll come and pick you up at 4 o'clock. And she called me and said, Brother Eddie, I can't come. We ain't got no water. And I was pretty discouraged. And I've been fasting today. My fast will be over with when I get home. I'll be neat like a, I don't know what, but I've been fasting today. And I was in here, and I was weeping on this altar, saying, Lord, this ain't right. Jessica wants to come tonight. I wish she could work it out where she could come. She called me. She said, Brother Eddie, come get me. We just went a little late tonight. But the Lord gave her a little victory. She was pretty disheartened. She said, I ain't going to get to be there tonight. She's here. Amen. Emily, she, come get me, Brother Eddie. Praise the Lord. Charity, praise God. I'm still popping buttons off over her. I just watched her this morning get her cousin by the hand. And they headed to that altar. And while I was down there praying with them, I looked up and Keith's granddaughter and his great-granddaughter were there. And I have to admit, the blessings, as far as I was concerned, was running pretty deep this morning. And I do believe God to bless again tonight. Good to have you here tonight. Luke chapter 15. I talked to Rick over here. I was expecting him to be here tonight. I told him I wished he could make it. I went down there to Sue Taylor's and she wasn't there, but her son, Joey, was there. And They're supposed to be here. And I told him, he said, we might be late. I said, I don't care if you're late. You just come. And he wants to come. Y'all pray for him. Joe is his name. I met his girlfriend, Beverly. And anyway, we'll go ahead and get started tonight. Luke chapter number 15. We'll read several verses again. We'll start reading in verse number 11. It's a parable. And one of my favorite parables in the Bible. And the Lord here doing the speaking. The Lord said a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. I want you to know that he divided his living between his older son and his younger son. He divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. And he went, joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. My favorite verse is this verse. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran, fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat, be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. We'll stop our reading right there. Try to preach tonight on the prodigal of God. Lord, we love you tonight. We're so thankful, Father, to have this many on Sunday night. Lord, you're gracious. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray you bless all that are here. Minister, Lord, to each and every one of us. May we leave this service, dear Father, tonight and know we've been in the presence of God. Lord, if I could do anything without your help, I wouldn't bother you. But I'm convinced, and all men need to come to this realization, that you said without you we could do nothing. And I do pray, dear Father, to be anointed from on high. I pray, dear Father, Lord, that you would give me, Lord, words from heaven, words seasoned with grace to give to these your children. Lord, if there be any, Father, any here tonight that don't know you, that are lost, young or old, I pray, dear Lord, tonight, that, Lord, you would draw them to yourself and save them. And they may be able, Lord, to leave this service tonight in the family of God and not miss out on the blessing of heaven and eternity. Help us, Lord, dear Father, tonight. In Jesus' name we thank you and praise you and ask it all. Amen. Now, everybody here tonight, to some degree, is a little bit prodigal. Old Brother Eddie got saved. I was on fire. Everybody said, I wonder how long it'll last. And I thought, man, it'll never wear off. But I have to admit, the man that used to witness to everybody that stand still long enough and people run from me, I have to admit, it waxed a little bit cold since that day. Man, I'll tell you what, I remember what it's like. Get saved. You got more than know what to do with. Man, you run people down. And if you'll stand still long enough, you'll tell them what great things the Lord's done. Bless you, Brother Abbas. God bless your heart, brother. I'll tell you what, I'm glad I know that the Lord can still breathe upon the coals and get us back on fire again. The devil, I don't know if he's got a fire extinguisher or not, but I'll tell you one thing, he does good. He does his best to try to stamp your fire out. He don't want you to pass along. Charity was telling me today as we rode around, and I never really thought about it. She said, I think my grandmother imparted some of her godliness to me. And I said, I agree with that, honey. Boy, I'll tell you what, I agree with that. I know my grandfather probably imparted some to me. But we all get a little prodigal. That's why God put this parable in the Bible. But in this parable, I want you to know that father had two sons. One of them was younger. And we got a lot of young people here tonight. I won't run so fast tonight. I'll take my time. But let me say this to our younger people here tonight. Somewhere the devil's trying to tell you, if you can just get out of that house and get out in the world, you'll have your freedom. And all young people, I've done it. Maybe somebody else here might be honest, say, I've done it too. And I can just see that boy with a stick and a bag on it. He's got a biscuit in it and maybe a Pop-Tart or two or something. What was that you was talking about? Toastums or something. Maybe he's got somebody in there. Here he goes. He's leaving the best place he could be, his father's house. And the world says, oh, if you could just come out here. I mean, the devil showed Eve. He said, boy, God knows that if you just eat of that fruit of that tree, you'll be like God. And she got a little prodigal, Molly. She stepped out of the will of God, got in the will of the devil, and she took of that fruit, did eat, gave to her husband, he did eat. Brother Lloyd, it's a big mistake. And young people, let me say to you tonight, little Laney, little Chelsea, you stay home as long as you can. And when you do have to leave, be reluctant. Don't run out the door. Stay under the shelter of your home as long as you can. Dorothy said there's no place like home. How true that is. But that younger son, he had feet that wouldn't lie and stay home. He was in a hurry to get out there in the world. Let me just say this. The world will make a mess of you. When they get done with you, they'll laugh at you. They'll get you in trouble and go tell on you and do all kind of things. And you'll wish you never left home. There'll be a time you'll be like me that you wish you could go back to them days when you sat at Mama's table. Man, oh man. It didn't matter what Mama cooked, it's all good. I miss them days. I can't do it no more. It's a precious memory. We sing that song, Precious Memories. It is. It's a precious memory. To be able to sit at Mama's table, look at Mama's face, and man, eat Mama's food. And I stayed as long as I could. I had to leave at the age of 18, get married, stand on my own two feet. But there'll be a time for you to leave, but don't be in no hurry about it, Emily. Stay home as long as you can. Don't be in no hurry about it, Jessica. It ain't all it's built up to be. You'll find out one day you'll cry bitter tears and say, I wish I'd stayed home a little longer. I wish I'd listened to Mom a little longer. I wish I hadn't been so quick to run out, go out into the world, make a mess. Man, I've made messes. I believe I'd be a millionaire right now, Brother Abbas, if I hadn't wasted my substance and riotous living. This parable pertains to me so much. I guess I could use myself for an example tonight. I believe I'd have plenty to preach on. But oh, this young boy, he wanted to go out in the world and see what all he's missing out on. Don't fall for that lie. Stay home where real life is. When it comes a day that you got to leave because you're getting ready to get married, you'll leave with Mama's blessing. In your case, honey, you'll leave with Daddy's blessing too, because the view's a whole lot better up in heaven. I know, I wish Brother Billy was down here, but I promise you this, he wouldn't come down here for $1 million. But up there, you see better. Down here, we see through a glass darkly. Up there, praise God, they got big screen, I guess. To some degree, they see everything. But oh me, that comes that day which you got to leave. Leave cautiously. Don't run out into the world. Don't mess your life up. This story is about a young boy that messed his life up. Actually, the parable's about the Jews coming back to God. It's what the whole parable's about. That's what it's about. It's about the Jewish nation returning to God. That's what it's all about. Anyway, in this parable here, here's a young son. And to the young people here tonight, I would like to again affirm, stay home. Stay as long as you can. Wait on your leaving. Mature a little bit before you run out into the world. Because I'll tell you what, this world will mess you up. But he found out when he did go out there that he wasn't as smart as he thought he was. You know, I don't know how these young people are, but I know how it was, Carolyn. I thought my mom and dad come over on the Mayflyer. I thought, man, they're archaic. Man, they don't know nothing worth knowing. And I wished I could go back and ask them for advice. I wish I could sit down and say, Dad, would you mind telling me again those things you said I'd need to know when I got out on my own? I wish I could sit down one more time, Brother Alvis, and get some of that wisdom that was there to be had. I'll tell you what, there's some bitter lessons to be learned in this world. The Bible's full of all kind of illustrations so you won't make those kind of mistakes. But I made pretty much all of these mistakes. I was in a hurry, run out, you know, but my mom and dad wasn't as dumb as I thought they were. They were a whole lot more wiser. They knew how to take two biscuits and make it through the week. Amen. I remember my mama, buddy, before they could ever come out of that movie Transformers, she took a roast at the beginning of the week. And then it turned into either soup or stew. And the very last thing it ended up being was hash. I loved it. Hallelujah. If you ain't never had no hash, I'll tell you what was at our house. A little bit of meat, a lot of bread and onions and some kind of gravy mixed in there with it. You slopped it down, boy, it all got gone. It was good. Amen. Now they run to McDonald's and everywhere else. And they missed out on all that stuff. But I'm glad I got to sit down in tables like that right there. Little as much. God's in it. My mama made a statement one time, and she was a little bit resentful. I mean, I got saved. You can't, it's kind of like the measles, you can't help it. I mean, I got saved. My mama, she was a little resentful one time. I was trying to get her in church. She wasn't really in a hurry to go, and she's trying to kind of be a little sarcastic with me. She's trying to quote a little Bible. Unfortunate is, it wasn't in the Bible. She said, the Bible says, God helps those that help themselves. And I said, Mama, the Bible says God helps those that can't help themselves. And I didn't want to rebuke my mother, don't get me wrong, but she was in the wrong there. God helps those that can't help themselves. He helps people that have no one else that will help them. He's that kind of God. He will help. Amen. But oh, listen, I wish I'd listen more. I found out it's cold out there. It was warm in the loving home that I was raised in. Let me get on to preaching tonight. That was just kind of a foundation there. If you look down at verse number 17, that verse, my favorite verse, said he came to himself. When he came to himself, the first thing he did was he realized who he was. I'm glad, praise God, thanks to Calvary, I know who I am. Amen. The Bible said he gave us power to become sons of God. I'm glad I'm a son of God. He's God the Son, but I'm a son of God. But even as a son of God, I can end up down in the far country if I ain't careful, amen. But even down in the far country, amen, we can remember who we are, hallelujah. But also, he remembered where he was. He wasn't where a son of God ought to be. And sometimes it happens that way. I'm telling you, buddy, I saw people I had a lot of confidence in, Brother Lloyd. I mean, people... It shook me a little bit to see someone as great as them stumble and fall. It happens. The Bible said to him that standeth, take heed lest he fall. I saw some mighty men stumble and fall. But the good thing about it, Levi, he remembered who he was. He remembered where he was. And he remembered what he needed to do. Now, if you come to yourself, you can come to them same conclusions. Are you where you need to be? And if not, you need to do something about it. He remembered who he was. He remembered where he was. And he remembered what he needed to do. Now, the most amazing thing is he acted on it. Now, we all entertain those thoughts. That's usually about as far as it gets. But in this case, he done something more than think about it, Laney. You know what he done? He arose, amen. He done something. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, there's a beautiful story in this right here. He done more than think about it. Verse number 20 said that he arose, amen. He started a journey. You know, a lot of people start journeys. Paul said, I finished my course. And you know what, when you start a journey, how far you go in that journey depends on where you quit at. You can go all the way. You can go part of the way. You can go half the way. You can go to the line and say, that's far enough. But I'll tell you one thing, he started his journey. And the good thing is, he stayed with it, amen? He stayed on course. A lot of people start out life right, go for a little while, and then they end up, their faith ends up being shipwrecked. They end up on that pile of castaways. But I'll tell you what, buddy, if you'll stay on track, if you walk in the light, as he's in the light, you get a blessing, amen. Just go where God is, hallelujah. He started his journey, amen. He knew where he needed to be, Brother Melvin. He knew what he needed to do, and he started his journey. But also, I want you to know, he started anticipating his reception. You know what he thought, Brother Anthony? He thought, there ain't no way God will ever receive me. But he said, I'm just going to go tell him I'm sorry. And just take whatever I get. If I get a whooping, I'll take it. But I'm going to go tell him I'm sorry. I'm going to go say, I wish I'd have stayed. I wish I'd have listened. I wish I'd never left. But I'm going to go tell my father. I'm going to say, I'm sorry, amen. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. He anticipated his response. And no matter what, Brother Melvin, he said, I'm going anyway. It don't always go as planned. I wish it did. It don't always go as planned. But I'll tell you what, no matter. He said, I'm going anyway. I'm going to go tell my father. I'm going to say, Father, I should have stayed. I should never left. I've wasted everything I had. And what that was all that's left to me is what's here. Amen. Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful sight, Brother Abbas. When people come home, ain't it, brother? Bless your heart, tears running down my brother's face here. Hallelujah. I like that. Ain't no problem. I'll tell you right now, I wish I had some. Amen. Glory! Oh, it's a beautiful picture here. He started thinking, what am I going to tell my father? Well, I'll tell you one thing, you're on good ground when you're on God's ground. Amen. Man, I told my son this morning, Brother Alvis, my son this morning, he's my loving son. I always wanted a boy. Last one was a boy. At the age of 34 years old, my son come back here in my bedroom and said, Daddy, will you please go to church with me today? And for lack of better words, I saw the real me at the age of 34 years old, and I said, of course, Daddy, go to church with you today. And I choked on the words, and for lack of better words, I was trying to figure out how to get out of it. But I went with my family that day, and I'm glad he come back here and talked to his father. You know what I was getting ready to do? I was getting ready to go fishing on that Sunday morning. You know what he done this morning? He's getting ready to go fishing. Oh, I went to my son. Here it's the other way around. The shoe's on the other foot. I said, son, you remember that day you come talk to me and I was going fishing? And I went to church you that day. I said, son, you don't need to be fishing on the Lord's day. You need to go to church today. He said, thanks for the warning, sarcastically. And I'll tell you what, the Bible says not to tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. I feared for my son today. I got a phone call from home and I trembled to call it. All it was, that little granddaughter, she said, Papa, I lost my flint. You know where it is? It wasn't as bad as I thought. But I got a phone call from home while I was in here praying. I trembled when I returned that call because I love my son. But I'll tell you what, buddy. When you do realize where you're at, when you do realize what you need to do, when you do finally come home, I'm glad, praise God, you can get a welcome, amen. Well, he anticipated. He said, no matter what, I'm still going home, amen. Take my whip and go home, amen. Glory to God, what a beautiful picture in the Bible. He anticipated his reception. But also, he finished that journey. And Charity this morning, she put some feet on her desire when she took Anthony by the hand and they headed up her to this altar. Boy, that's a beautiful sight. I wish we could learn from her. I'd like to do what she did this morning. For lack of better words, I wish that was true of me. I get somebody by the hand, let's go pray. Yes. She got Anthony. She said he wasn't really expecting it. She got him by the hand and said, come on, we're going. And went right up there at that altar. What a blessed sight that was. That's what we need to be known by. That's what we need to do more of. That's what we're to be our normal reaction, is to get someone and say, let's go and pray. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you this. Also in verse number 20. He got something he wasn't anticipating, Sister Margaret. He got welcomed home. Glory. I've always heard that the way to the cross leads home. I've always heard, no matter where you're at, if you can just go the direction of the cross, you can get home. And I'll tell you what, boy, that young man, I guess he's expecting his father to look down his nose at him and say, what'd you leave for, son? Why did you waste all that money I gave you? But he didn't hear none of that. Man, oh man, oh man. Can you imagine? Here's a young Jewish boy. I mean, the Jews, here they are, they're not even supposed to eat pork, and he's feeding hogs. And he's so hungry, he would have fain filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. I mean, he's in the worst predicament that anyone can be. It's the lowest low. You can't get down no further than that. But I'm glad when you're down that far, Sister Carolyn, there's only one way and it's up. Hallelujah. He got up. And he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going home. Just, I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what the next day holds. But I know one thing. I know where to go. I know where to go. I know what to do. I know, praise God, if I can just get to Jesus, I know it'll be all right. I may not be perfect. I may not fly as high as some do. I'm not no pedigree. I've said it once. I've said it 100 times. But I do know what to do when I mess up. Amen. Glory to God. He was welcomed. Well, I'm glad God's gracious like that. He was welcomed with open arms, and he was welcomed with a kiss. He was kissed. Amen. But also, I want you to know he was clothed. Man, here he is. He stinks. Poor Jessica, bless her heart, went over and picked her up. And they had a mishap over her. And I seen the muddy footprints going up there and the muddy shoes. And I couldn't find her. And I just kept following the footprints and finally found her. She was in there across the road over here getting cleaned up. But she's here tonight. She got some victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your heart, honey. It's not always easy to get victory, but I'm glad we can get it. We can get victory. Amen. It was a hardship for her, but she worked it out. We was running a little tight, but we made it, didn't we? Charity, she had to run there and do a quick change. Got a little victory, didn't you, sis? She's going to come just like she was. And I tell you right now, it's been all right with me. She just sit a bit behind me. But I'll tell you what, praise God, whatever it takes, come, amen. I'm telling you right now, glory to God. I'm glad the Father's house. It's a good place. And if we can just get them to the house of God, they can get a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. He was clothed. Also, I want you to know he was cared for. Man, that father, he didn't turn his back. Man, he said, he's come home. I believe you've been looking for him, Brother Melvin. I believe you've been watching the horizon. I believe it was a blessed sight. He said, that's my son. He's coming home, glory to God. I don't believe he made it all the way to house, Karen. I think he ran out there and made it more than halfway. I can just see him running out there, this little mess of a son. He said, I'm sorry, I'm sinning. I ain't worthy. He said, you're my son. Get in there, boy. Hallelujah. Man, I wish the world had room for stuff like this. Man, oh man, oh man. They began to be merry. Man, I'll tell you what. The Bible talks about happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalms 144 verse 15. Talks about the joy of the Lord being our strength. Talks about joy unspeakable and full of glory. I don't know about you, but I dwelt down there and loaded bar long enough. That's a house of no bread. I'm up there, praise God, where my father's got bread and in despair. Amen. I'm glad, Sister Molly, hallelujah, my bread's been buttered ever since April 27, 1988, on both sides, and there's plenty of it. It's piping hot, and God's bread ain't never stale. I tell you what, I'm as guilty as anybody about liking to eat, but I especially like to eat my father's table. Amen. Glory! Hallelujah. Man, oh man. I'm glad prodigals can come home. I'm glad no matter what you've done. I'm glad no matter where you're at. I don't care if you're in jail. I remember Sue, I hope she won't mind me telling this. Sue Taylor come in here. She walked up here that Sunday night. I was hoping she'd be here tonight. I wanted to use her for illustration. But she walked up here that night, Brother Alvis. She said, I just got out of jail. She said, I want to do right. Can I come in? I said, you come on in here, honey. We're glad to have you. Boy, ain't that good? That no matter what, you come on in. Amen. I'm glad, glory to God. God welcomes us back. Amen. No matter what we've been, no matter where we've been, no matter how much we stay, I'm glad, praise God. There's a welcome man from the Heavenly Father. Amen. To come on in, glory. Man, oh man, God help us to be like Him. You got prodigals, so do I. I got a son right now. I'd like to see him one day, Carolyn, fulfill the will of God in his life, stand and preach the Word of God. You say, that's impossible, Brother Eddie. Don't crush my spirit. I still believe God. One day He's going to straighten my son out And I'm going to live long enough to see that young boy with the Bible in his hand. Margaret, I'm going to see him stand for the Word of God. And I'm going to sit over there and make a fool out of myself. Amen! Glory to God, preacher! Preach on! Hallelujah! You better believe I'll be there. And I'll tell you what a moment that'll be. I believe God for that. I believe one day he'll finally rise up out of his hope, Lord, and come himself. I believe one day the latter will be better than the beginning, Brother Melvin. I believe it'll be kind of like Job, have more than had in the beginning when it's all said and done. You got prodigals tonight, so do I. You know what prodigals need? They need someone to stand in the gap and pray for them. They need someone that won't give up. Someone that'll call. I mean, just continually call. And say, hey, I love you. I want you to come to church with me sometime. Just give me a time. They ain't going to want it, Brother Hired. But they're not going to turn it down neither. You know what people want more than anything? They just want to know somebody cares. They just want to know that somebody's concerned. And I tell you, I don't know what your load is. You don't know what mine is. But God knows what all our loads is. He asks us to help one another, forbear one another, and forgive one another. Love one another. Like Brother Melvin said, love one another. And tell you what, buddy. I remember one time, me and my pastor, he got big and mad. And he said, go with me. And I went with him. We went to his house. This lady, she had been a while. We showed up at her house. We realized why. She was living in a little hell. She wept and said, I'm sorry, preacher. I'd come if I could have. We was made about that tall. We burned out there and realized some people ain't got it as easy as you got it. She was in a house. There was World War III going on. They was breaking furniture, cursing, and throwing beer bottles and everything else. And she said, preacher, I'm sorry. I wanted to come. I'll tell you, some people don't have it as easy as we do. It's more easier for some. Jessica went through hardship to be here tonight. I know the Lord going to bless her. Tell you what, buddy, he's a warder. Those that diligently seek him. She said, come get me. It made us run a little tight, but we made it, amen. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, buddy, there's a bunch of prodigals out there. You know what most of them do? They don't make it back home. You know what most of them do? They say nobody don't care. And they end up making another mistake. And they end up making another mistake. Sister Emmeline, finally they make the fatal mistake. And you read about it. And then you say, why didn't I do something? Why didn't I call? Why didn't I go by and visit? Why didn't I send a card? Why not let them know how much it meant to me? The Bible said a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. The Bible says, let your speech be seasoned with grace. A lot of people hurt. They don't need a knife in the back. They need a pad, a kind word. They just need some encouragement. They need somebody to have a little confidence in them. I've seen young boys. I'll tell you what, you brag on just a little bit, buddy, and they perk up, boy, and they'd come right out of it. They'd make something out of themselves. Eli, I don't know what the world's going to throw at you, but I know one thing, the Lord loves you, buddy.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, a lot of this stuff ought not be. Now, I'm ashamed to hear about some of it, but a lot of bullying and stuff going on. But I'll tell you right now, the Lord, He's not pleased with that kind of stuff. It's a mess, but those prodigals, they need to come home. You got prodigals? You got problems? Maybe your problems don't compare to this boys right here. But I'll tell you one thing, if you got prodigals, you got problems, have you prayed about them? We had a prayer meeting last night over at Bethel Baptist Church. I didn't realize it lasted as long as it did. I'm not saying this in a bragging way. But I remember looking when I got in my car, left out of Bethel Baptist Church, and we prayed an hour and a half. I heard men weeping, praying about their lost family, about needs and other things as they wept and prayed. I tell you, I felt it in my heart. It's good to be in company like that. It's good to, I guess, have your heart humbled to hear some of the things going on. I remember hearing Zeb Clapp praying about the bus kids. He said, Lord, help me to be able to get them in the van in the morning and get them to come to church. And Lord, help me to be able to gain favor with their parents that will let them come. Until you went out like Melissa does, you never know how hard that is to get them all together. Boy, she does a good job.
Amen.
She heard him in there better than anybody ever seen. But I tell you what, old Zeb over there, he's got the van over there at Bethel Baptist Church, and he goes down there in the projects, down there in the kingdom, and down there and tries to get little bus kids to come to the house of God. Tell you right now, buddy, you win one of them, they'll end up winning their family. Next thing you know, your church will be busting out the seams. You'll be tearing the walls down, building a bigger one. But if you got prodigals tonight, if you got problems tonight, let me just ask you this. Have you prayed about them? If you ain't prayed about them, I'll tell you what, buddy. You might find out too late that you should have. You might find out too late just how bad it really is. You know, you sit there and think, ah, they'll work it out. Ah, they'll make it through it somehow. Yeah. I remember getting a few phone calls about situations Brother Alves I thought would work out. They didn't work out like I thought. It was worse than I had heard. And I should have done something. The worst thing you can do is do nothing. At least I could have got down and prayed. At least I could have got down and talked to God about it. But it's painful to look back on those days and realize how guilty I was to have known about situations and wouldn't even lift my finger to do anything about it. I'm trying to discipline myself more in prayer. And I said trying to do a little more fasting. I used to fast a lot. I did say trying. But I'll tell you one thing. We need to be doing some stuff. Jesus said at the age of 12 years old, He said, I must be about my Father's business. I'm convinced we're down here for a reason. I'm convinced there's something for all of us to do. I'm convinced your place is as important as mine is. I'm convinced that if every one of us will do what we're supposed to do, there'll a lot more get done. But I'll tell you one thing. We need to be doing something. We need to be praying. And we need to be pointing people to come to the house of God. I went to about 20 houses today. I was expecting a whole lot more people here tonight. At least I tried.
Amen.
And we'll keep trying. I met a new lady just moved into this neighborhood. Her name's Jennifer. She lives right next door. Brother Lloyd is trying to get her to come tonight. I was kind of hoping she'd show up. She's got a little boy. She's outside cleaning up her a little bit, and that little boy had him a rake. And I said, you got your good helper there? She said, yeah. And I shook her hand. She said, my hand's dirty. I said, that's all right, man. I'm just dirt. That's all I am. But I'm glad God hid His treasure in earthen vessels. But I was hoping she'd come tonight. She didn't come. But I know one thing. She was invited. And there may be someday she will come. I was expecting Joey to come tonight and Sue Taylor tonight. And things don't always go as planned. But I'll tell you one thing. I feel pretty good about at least I did compel them to come. Amen. We got to learn to do this. We got to keep going. I'm telling you, time's short. Don't wait till the casualties show up. And it dawns on you, you could have done something. And you didn't. That's a real tragedy. When you look up on a situation, y'all have had some of them happen up here, nobody knew about it. And after it finally run its course, somebody said, man, why did that girl hang herself? Why did they take their life? I come up here on Highway 80 and there's a cross over on the side of the road. And they tell me some guy and another guy got in an argument and it escalated. And like most arguments, it got out of hand, Brother Alves. And my understanding is this guy shot him and run over with a truck. But how did it get there? I'll tell you how it got there. Nobody done nothing. That's how it got there. We got to learn to do some things. If nothing else, just steal away. Just a little bit and say, God, put somebody on my heart. God, help me to feel someone's pain. Make, Lord, their needs known to me that I might do something to help them. I'll tell you right now, buddy, if you don't, you'll stand before God one day and you'll give an answer for that. It won't be good. There won't be no excuse. There's a lot of people out there right now. You know what they need? They need somebody just to call them up. Say, just want you to know I had you on my mind. Just want you to know I love you. Just give them a kind word. And I'll tell you what you can do tonight. We're getting ready to give the invitation. You can come up here tonight and you can pray for a burden. You can say, Lord, lost people's dying, going to hell, and I don't even have a burden. You can be honest. You can come up here tonight. You say, Lord, give me a burden. I remember one time praying a prayer like that. God answered it. It's pretty tough. I'm not complaining about it. I wished I had more of a burden. I asked the Lord, open my eyes. I said, Lord, let me see just a little bit through your eyes. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, We all need to see through His eyes. The Bible said He's a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. You see a little bit through His eyes. You start feeling the pain of others. I'll tell you what, you start spreading yourself beyond measure. You'll find out, buddy, that the work, if you don't do it, it ain't going to get done. Amen. Well, if it's given invitation tonight, you're to come up here tonight and pray. Say, Lord, if there's anything I can do, I yield myself. Help me to do it. And Brother Anthony and Sister Melissa, it's worked out where they could be here the last two Sundays. And I know it financially not been a blessing to them, but I've kind of, as a pastor, I'm kind of glad to have them here. What a blessing it's been to have them here. I know it's been tough on them, but man, I'll tell you what, you're to just say, Lord, I don't know what I need to do, but I want you to help me know what I need to do and help me to do it with all my might. I was telling Richard this morning, the Bible said, whatsoever you do, do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. I can't play a guitar. I can't sing. But I'll tell you one thing. We need to be doing some things. There's prodigals out there.
Yeah.
They're just about ready to give up. They want to know, does anybody care? I was so glad Jessica called me and said, Brother Eddie, could you come get me? I can come. I was glad of that. I'll take them phone calls anytime I can get them, honey. You call me anytime about anything. It don't bother me a bit. I might be busy, but I'm not that busy. If I'm ever that busy, there's something wrong. You call me anytime you want to talk about anything. You call me about anything. You too, Emily. Oh, where Charity went out to, there she is. Anytime you need to talk to Brother Eddie, you just call me. Don't worry. It'll be all right. I hope others in here will tell you the same thing. It's not easy to grow up. We've learned most of the things we've learned the hard way. I've got enough scars and skin plays to prove it. I'm glad, praise God, Jesus is somebody. You can tell Him your deepest secret. You don't have to worry about it going no further. You don't have to worry about Him posting on Facebook or anything else. I'm glad, praise God, one thing about Jesus. You don't ever have to worry about Him hurting you. Amen. Father, we thank You for the message tonight. For the tender message. Pastoral type message. I pray, dear Father, tonight, not knowing the needs. Seems like everybody's off quiet tonight. But I pray, dear Father, Lord, tonight, that, Lord, You would do Your mighty works. And what needs to be done, I pray, it'll be done by people willing to move for God. And if anybody needs to come tonight, Lord, I pray they will. If those, Lord, want to just be an example and just show how easy it is to step out and come forward, I wish they would. I thank You so much for the example that Charity's been setting. She sure has made me proud of her. Lord, I pray all our young people, Lord, will continue, Lord, to do like that. Set a godly example for our young people. And Lord, I pray, not knowing the needs, that You'll help us in this invitation. That every soul be subject to You. In Jesus' name, amen. I guess everybody stand, please. Think about what's been said tonight. I hope the Lord puts someone on your heart tonight. I hope right now that you got a burden for someone so great that you can't sit there. That you got to come up here and say, Brother Eddie, pray with me. I've got someone that I know needs prayer. God bless you. This is what it's all about. There's a young lady, grab another lady by the hand, so let's go. Lord, we thank You, Father. These two young ladies, Lord, what a blessing. Lord, to have Emily, Jessica, and Father here tonight. Lord, I know it'd be a selfish thing to say, but I'm so glad. Lord, to have my to be my church, to be their pastor. Lord, to be able to have them here tonight. To be so proud of them. Bless them, Lord. Mold them. Make them that which You'd have them to be. May they be ornaments of praise. Lord, dear Father, may they be tokens of Your love. That the world can look at them and take note they've been with Jesus. I just pray, dear Father, You'd use these two tender hearts, these two young ladies. Use them, Lord, to get people in heaven. Use them, Lord, to get people in church. Use them, dear Lord, I pray. Put Your hand upon them just like mine is. Lord, protect them in heaven, Lord. Lord, thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord, to see these young people, Lord. Lord, I thank You for little Charity. I thank You, Lord, for Levi. Lord, I just pray, Father, You'd keep them as the apple of Your eye. Lord, even though others, Lord, may not do anything, Lord, I'm so thankful, Father, seeing these young people, Lord, showing us how easy it is just to come up here and tell the Lord what's in their heart. Lord, hear and bless our work and get glory in doing so. Amen. I bless You. I bless You. Are you coming? What up? Why not just come and he lives in the Bible? Are you coming? I believe the Lord of heaven says, why don't they come? Arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. Thank you, Brother Melvin. I tell you right now, there is a need, there is a cause. I hope the Lord makes that aware of us tonight. I hope we don't have a... I hope we have a sleepless night tonight. I hope God puts somebody in your heart tonight that you get up in the wee hours of the night unknown to anybody else but you and God. I hope God puts somebody in your heart tonight and you see their face, even with your eyes closed, and be made aware of what they're going through. That's the way it's supposed to be. God's put all kind of people on my mind before. I remember getting up early, 3 o'clock in the morning, get down and fall on my bedside and calling out their name, praying for them. It's good. I don't mind it a bit. Wouldn't hurt my feelings tonight if I didn't sleep all night long. Wouldn't bother me a bit. Maybe somebody's got a word tonight. Give you an opportunity. I love you tonight. Didn't step on no toes as far as I know. Didn't hear no old me's. Didn't hear a lot of shouting. Good to have everybody here. What you got, sweetie? Miss Walker, let's all do that right now. Right now. Lord, we pray on behalf of this little one, her request for her teacher, Miss Walker. Lord, we don't know the situation like you do. Lord, I pray your honor, Lord, this tender request. I thank you, Father, for the honesty and the forwardness of Katie, Lord, to show us what we need to do. Lord, she done more than think about it. Lord, she acted upon it. Lord, we want to agree with her about her teacher. Lord, you'd raise her teacher up. She could come back to school. And I pray Katie would be able to tell her, we pray for you. We're glad you're better. Lord, your praise and your glory, we ask you. Amen. That's how easy it is right there. I want you to pray for my teacher. I had somebody one time ask me to pray for their dog. Don't bother me. I'll do it. I'll do it. I've done it. Nobody's got nothing on their heart tonight. I'd like to tell you I love you. Thank you for coming. I got a feeling somebody's holding back tonight. Brother Alice, I appreciate them tears, brother. I like seeing them. My pastor one time preached a revival. He said nothing happened. He said, the Lord told him, he said, you remember that little girl back on that back row, the tears running down her cheeks? He said, don't tell me nothing didn't happen. But he said, I had to recant what I was thinking. He said, the Lord was right. Little girl back in the back row, she didn't come forward, but he said tears running down her cheeks. Lord told him, he said, something happened, boy. Maybe not like you was thinking. Maybe not in the portions you was thinking, but something happened. I look back there, Brother Alvis, bless his heart, tears run down his cheeks. That's good. I like that. Them's the healthy signs of a good child of God. Don't be ashamed of them, brother. Them's wonderful. Them's blessed. Boy, I wish I could have more of them. The Bible said, blessed is he who walks through the valley of Baca and make it into a well. I wish we had more tears against tracks running down our cheeks. Amen. Are we done tonight? I got anything?
Well, I like to say this is a wonderful message.
Amen.
I tell you what, that pastor, I believe he
paid. Amen.
It's a wonderful message. I'm telling you, good spirit preaching. I appreciate what I felt here tonight.
I bless you.
Appreciate
amen.
You good prayer. I hope we do.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm surprised we had as many tonight as we did this morning. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we done tonight? I ain't going to bore you. I ain't going to pump a well dry, but if anybody's holding back, I'll give you an opportunity.
So I do remember Georgia Boggs.
Georgia Boggs?
Boggs.
Boggs?
Yeah.
Georgia Boggs?
They spell it.
B-O-G-G-S.
Georgia Boggs. So you go have surgery?
Yeah, she got cancer.
Cancer?
Third stage.
Remember Georgia Boggs? Matter of fact, we'll pray about that, Brother Billy.
Pray
for sure will.
Jaden Jasper and her family, they got...
Let me write this down. Hold on, man. I ain't that smart. Hold on, man. Got me a piece of paper here. I'm ready to go. Let me get this first one down here. This ain't no problem with me. I believe in prayer. And I do a lot of praying. And I like this. Georgia Boggs. Who else?
Jaden Jasper and her family, they got in a real bad car wreck after school one day.
Jaden?
Jaden.
Jaden? Jasper?
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
Her family.
Her family? Okay. We'll do that, honey. I don't mind this bid. You give me all your prayer requests, I'll tell you one thing. I'll take them further than this piece of paper. Promise you that. Is that it?
One of the stars that was in the email last night, wanting the church to pray for her and her family. That was really, her husband's really doing bad. Not doing good at all.
Wanda Sturgill. Her husband, is that right?
Yeah, she sure would love to be here. And that she can do for her family.
I just realized who Wanda Sturgill was. I've been praying for her. She sits right next to Gail, don't she? I've been calling out her name pretty regularly lately. She's one of them low put her face on me. And I've been praying for her quite a bit. I had no idea.
Well, I
didn't make it until last night. Yeah.
Please tell the church
to remember. You tell her what she's praying for already, but I don't know how to pray now. I didn't know how to pray. I've just been praying for her. I wondered where she'd been, and I've been calling out her name, but now I know how to pray. Pray for her husband.
Good catch. Good catch.
Yeah.
All
right. All right. If we're done tonight, I want to thank you for coming.
This morning, Charlotte came to the car with 2 jars of peanut butter and jelly for him. And they didn't need it this morning, but anybody wants a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, can come to the back. I'll fix them one.
Charlotte, she's ready now. I'll tell you right now, she's done something for me. And y'all may not realize this. I don't really want to elaborate on it, but I'm glad she did. And Charlotte, she's brought some peanut butter and jelly. For the young, yeah.
We have someone who wants to get saved.
Who? You want to get saved, Levi? That's pretty serious. And here's what I mean by serious. I want somebody to come up here and pray with this young boy. He wants to get saved. I want him to get saved. The Lord's the only one that can save. You come on up here, buddy. You know for sure you lost?
Yeah.
You got to get lost before you can get saved. If you die today, would you go to heaven or hell? We'll just pray with you, all right?
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you, Father, for Levi. We thank you, Father, for his honesty, Lord, and his forwardness, Lord. Lord, he wants more than anything to get saved. We know, Lord, salvation's of the Lord. I commend him very highly. I commend Charity, Lord. Lord, she's been talking with him, and I know others have. Lord, we just pray you'll see to it. Levi, I realize one day he's lost. Lord, when he does realize he's lost, I'll help him. I hope you help him realize, Lord, that all he's got to do is come to you in humble prayer and call upon you that's rich in mercy. That I'll call upon you and he can get saved anywhere. Lord, I pray you'll work all that out. I know, Lord, you can. Well, Father, we just pray, Lord, you do it quickly. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you, Levi. Appreciate that. I always talk to young people. I don't want to mess with them. But I want them to know that it's serious. I don't want to miss heaven. I don't want to give someone a false assurance. I want them to know that they're either lost or saved. I realized one day I was going to hell. I didn't want to go to hell. And somebody told me Jesus could help me. And I went to Jesus. He did help me. And therefore, I always try to talk to young people. I try to tell them, it's something that you need to be straight or precise about, not miss it. I don't want nobody to miss heaven. I'll be glad to talk to any young person, especially about salvation, eternity. I'll spend as much time as I want. I appreciate Levi. He just acknowledged. That's the first step to getting saved, is acknowledging he'd get saved. He said, I want to get saved. But you got to realize you're lost, buddy. Once you realize you're lost.
He knows now. We told him what lost meant.
Yeah. It means you ain't going to heaven if you die. When you realize you ain't going to heaven, you got to say, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. And I'll tell you right now, Lord, he's a very present help in trouble. Appreciate it.
Good to see Charity working.
Yeah, she's been working. I'll take 100 like her, amen.
They're blessing me.
Hallelujah. Anybody else got a word? If not, let's be dismissed. Brother Melvin, you please dismiss us, brother.
Thank you.